It's difficult for the United States to shift gears. We've seen this play out not just with Israel, but with any number of traditional allies and partners. I do think in this case, some of this is down to the president himself and his personal views. I think he has expressed very strong commitments to Israel and Israeli security. And despite some increasing criticism of Israeli behavior and the fact that humanitarian aid is not going into Gaza, and Gaza is on the brink of famine. And then, in terms of the military campaign itself, which the president described several months ago as indiscriminate. And so we've seen an escalation of the rhetoric. There has been more friction, clearly, between President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. But what we haven't seen is a real shift in policy. And I think that has led to some frustration and signs of that frustration in political terms. And I think clearly for many people, this issue is becoming a real political concern heading into the fall election in November.
Netanyahu insists that the goal of total victory against Hamas cannot be achieved without invading Rafah, where Israel says there are four Hamas battalions composed of thousands of fighters. The Biden administration is imploring Israel to find an alternative to smashing into Rafah. What impact would such an invasion of Rafah have on Egypt and on its relationship with Israel?
And of course, the Biden administration has expressed its own concern about the humanitarian impact of such a ground offensive into Rafah, where the majority of Palestinians have fled from other parts of Gaza, from the north and from central Gaza. There's over 1 million Palestinians in the south, abutting Egypt. And so the fears about the humanitarian impact of such a military operation are acute. And of course, if there is a push into Rafah, there really isn't anywhere to go within Gaza. And so that raises the possibility that Palestinians would be forced out, and the only direction that they can be forced out of Gaza is into North Sinai, into Egypt. And of course, this is a great fear of Egypt, the fear that they would be seen as abetting the permanent displacement of Palestinians from their homeland, a sort of recurring theme in Palestinian history. And of course, there are security considerations for Egypt as well, with having to deal with a massive influx of Palestinians and a fear of the political ramifications of such a step in terms of Egypt's own domestic stability. And so Egypt is quite concerned. This has been a moment of strain between Egypt and Israel. And obviously, this would be a major blow to the bilateral relationship if the Rafah offensive actually happens and Palestinians are displaced into Egypt.
While the Biden administration is pushing for a deal between Israel and Hamas, the U.S. in recent days authorized a transfer of billions of dollars worth of bombs, fighter jets to Israel, even as Washington publicly expresses concern about an anticipated Israeli military offensive in Rafah. What's your take on that?
I think it's more of the same theme in which we've seen a sharpening rhetoric and leaks of displeasure, but a real continuation of the underlying policy. And here the policy is one of continued military assistance and military sales to Israel. And so we've seen this divergence between rhetoric and actions. And this is the latest manifestation of that phenomenon. We've yet to see the United States really shift gears in terms of conditioning assistance on real change in Israeli behavior. And so that's where the administration has been. And it's hard to know what would force a real shift. Obviously, the president himself is wary of any kind of rupture, but there are real pressures, not the least of which is political, in terms of trying to push for a change in American policy. And so that's where we are at the moment.